Okay, so this week we are not jumping. I guess jumping. What do they do in the jungle? Slide down a tree. We're sliding down a tree into one of the most talked about movies of the year so far.
Mm-hmm.
A film that, God, just does just about everything wrong. Or maybe right. It's a movie that was made. And I, of course, am talking of the incredible feat that is Madame Web. Film about spiders and other things. And we're going to talk about it.
Yes, Hunter, that's correct.
Yes.
It's clear when you look at the percentage of critics who found this movie palatable that this requires a certain taste to appreciate. Some would say an elevated palate.
Okay.
And we'll discuss that. However, I need to ask you a question.
Yeah.
But is Madame Web good?
Let's find out. Because I don't know. We don't know yet.
We don't know
the answer to that question. That's why we're here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
But is it good podcast? Yeah, 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 yeah. Did you hear that the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey sequel is rated 100% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Is it really?
Look, right there.
Holy crap. Wasn't the first one terrible?
Yeah.
What's this one? What's the consensus say? Like, scroll down. What's the thing? Is there not one yet?
There's not one yet.
What's the first one rated?
Like 13%.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
That's got to be like the biggest jump in the sequel ever. That's amazing.
But that's not. That's a discussion for another
day. Good for
them.
Welcome to the podcast. I am your host, Hunter Callahan.
And I am your host, Zach Olson. And yes. This is the But Is It Good podcast.
It is the But Is It Good podcast.
Where we talk about movies.
And then we ask.
But.
Is.
It good?
Question mark. Podcast.
TM. Pending. Pending. Patent.
Yeah.
Patent pending.
Before we get started, first off, thanks for listening. Please like, subscribe, follow. All those things. We're trying to catch up on content. I'm trying to catch up on content. It's coming. I promise. It's going to, you know.
You're doing great.
I'm doing my
best.
As
long as it's good that you are self-aware about it, you know, and you're like, I'm trying to catch up. I've been trying to be self-aware myself. And I've noticed that coffee mugs will have a handle. And I never use it. It's sticking out. It's so that I don't bump into somebody else with it, I think.
Yeah, maybe.
Like if I was being attacked. Like if a pterodactyl was coming
block.
At me. So anyways, it's good.
I have to ask you something. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm doing better. I've been better,
it's
but
been
I'm
a rough
doing
week
better.
For you,
it's been
it?
A, it's been a rough week.
Yeah.
I caught some sort of horrifying stomach bug. I think it was a stomach bug.
I mean, must have been something.
Where for like 48 hours, things were only going this way. And then for the subsequent 72 hours, things were going both ways.
That's awful.
Yeah. And today's the first day that I haven't dry heaved.
Oh, that's good. I guess that's why you're here.
That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
So
good for you. Glad you're doing better.
And I hope I'm not contagious or anything.
Hope not. That'd be bad. Can you imagine if I had to cancel Disney next week because you get me sick?
Hollis would love me forever.
It'd be rough.
Did you just fart?
No, I said.
Did your chair squeak? Yeah,
my chair squeaked. If I farted, I would own it.
Okay.
Madame Web, we're here. Ready to dive in?
Yeah.
This is going to be a doozy.
It certainly is, and it's your episode, so I'm going to follow your lead, sir.
My first reactions.
Okay.
I guess let me set the stage. So we're late. I promise you this is the chair. So we're late to this game, if you will. We had to finish our Oscars series.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But we had we could not pass up the opportunity to review Madame Web because we absolutely loved Morbius. And when I say loved, we thought it was so bad it was fun. We had a good time in theaters watching that one. So this time, we weren't able to go see Madame Web in theaters. We could have, but it would have been a whole thing. So we decided to... Zach came over to the house.
I did.
And we watched it together with alcohol and a plate of cookies.
Plant-based cookies. And that's the last time I pooped for for days was those plant-based cookies. So I just want to...
I've stayed regular, so...
Good. That's good to hear.
They're great, though.
They were really tasty.
They're very good.
I also only had three of them, so I don't think they would have done that to me.
Too many. I had like six. Too many.
Hunter had six. Anyways, so we watched the movie together.
So we watched it together.
We had some libations, some...
Dessert.
Dessert. And we had a good time.
We had a good time. So we had a fun time watching it.
I learned that Hunter's one of those that... I knew this. I just haven't watched a movie with you in a while since you've gotten married and had a child that you pushed out of your butthole. But you're one of those that, like, if something happens that you're like, what just happened? You have to, like, pause and rewind and watch it again, like, right then.
So, let me preface this, if I
can. Okay, preface.
Defend myself.
Preface.
Preface it. I'm going to preface it. That does happen sometimes if I'm distracted or, like, yeah, I remember this popped in my head. I remember watching The Suicide Squad when it came out. Mm-hmm. And I'd, like, pause it 100 times. That was mainly because Hollis was...
I'm not saying that you were like, I missed that something, what just happened. I'm saying you were like, wait, they didn't just do that, did they?
No, I was going to say, in this particular instance, there were some things that I was like, there's no way
they
did this.
But they found a way.
And I had to like go check the tape to see if they actually did what I thought I saw.
Yeah.
Or said what I thought they said, whatever. And turns out that if you took... rewind it and watch it again. It's
the same.
It still happens. Yeah. It just confirms what you thought.
Right.
This movie is a miracle.
Yeah.
It's a miracle.
Yeah.
That this movie was put out by a studio as big as... They have to know what they're doing. There's no way somebody saw this and said, this is great.
Well, hold on.
I'm sorry. There's no way. There's no way.
Okay. All right. That's one opinion. Continue.
It's my opinion. Yeah, yeah. I'll give you that. There are so many things wrong with this movie. Not just because it's like bad, but because it's a Frankenstein. You can tell that this movie is not what it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one character, his lines are like 90% ADR.
Right? Can you tell the audience what ADR means?
ADR, I don't even know what it... Audio, I don't know what it actually stands for. I used to know.
Okay. So he's throwing out words he doesn't know. Hold on. Exhibit A.
Automated dialogue replacement.
Okay.
Sorry.
Oh, so you think it wasn't voiceover, it was automated.
Like, no, it's... Now I'm confused.
Because automated dialogue replacement makes it sound like you use like AI or something.
There's so many different versions of it. Let me see here. Film. I can cut this out because now I'm kind of embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. We're learning things. This is a learning opportunity for all of us.
Automatic. Why is it called automatic? Whatever. So I don't know why it's called automated. That's kind of weird. Basically, what it is...
The voiceover.
I do know what it is, for the record. Didn't know it was called automated. But what it is when you've shot something. So say we're shooting this right now, because we are, and I want to change what was said. I would go into a studio or with a mic, whatever, at a later date, and I would essentially overdub a new line. It happens all the time. It happens in almost every movie.
I have a question, though.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it look like the lips are saying something else than what is actually being said if it was dubbed over?
Funny you say that, because yes, it would. So
interesting.
What usually happens, right, is sorry, and this is, I'm, this is not what we're here for, but what happens is they can hide it.
Yeah.
If we're having a conversation and like we've got a shot of you listening to me talk, I can say my line there. It's still sort of noticeable because the atmosphere is different. Like the sound might be a little different, but you can usually sneak it in.
Even in, can I say something?
Yeah.
Even in the shots where the ADR, you can't see the actor's face.
You can tell.
You can tell it's a completely different environment.
Yes.
Sound environment, like you said. Yes. Like it's, it sounds like it's in a different room. I don't know. Anyways.
Yes. But also on those shots, it's very, very common if you watch closely, if you have, it's called a dirty shot where you can see you, but like you can see part of me in the frame. If you watch any movie, I mean, almost any movie, and you're watching somebody have a conversation and they cut to a dirty, like over the shoulder shot and say, you see my shoulder and like my chin and I'm talking, it usually doesn't line up.
Yeah.
Usually they're talking, but you can kind of tell it's not. But the thing is that your eye is drawn to the person listening more so than the person who's speaking. People who are in the industry, like, I look for it because it's kind of fun. But it's very rare to show a person face on saying something and then put ADR over top of that.
Yeah.
Because it's so blatantly obvious that it's not what they're saying. It's insane.
Can I say something?
It's insane. And almost all of his lines are ADR. And it's not even just him.
Can I say something? Just real quick. And I can't bring up specific examples, but I do think that I've mentioned it when we've reviewed these movies in the past. Other Marvel movies have done this.
Yeah.
Where there's like blatant ADR, but it's like one thing. And obviously like the production value of the rest of the movie is higher than this.
Yes.
And
what happens is that, especially like in these Marvel, and it's not just Marvel, but like it happened in DC, a ton of stuff where it's like there's constant rewrites and we're going off track here because I know I'm doing first reactions, but there's constant like changing after the fact, like Quantumania, which was a train wreck. Apparently it was changed completely in post-production.
Well, that is apparent.
And it's like, you can only do so much. But this movie is so bad. Like the writing is hysterically bad. The logic that happens in the film is just incredibly stupid. I don't even know. Like, I don't even know. I had a good time.
Because
I was like, this is amazing. And I felt so bad for all the actors and actresses in it because you could tell that none of them gave a shit. Like, none of them cared. I've seen Dakota Johnson only in a couple of things where she was great. I'm not saying she's an incredible actress, but she has more than what she gave here. I've never seen Euphoria, but apparently Sydney Sweeney's actually quite a good actress. Not in this.
Well, come on. Let's not just shit all over the whole movie, Hunter. Sorry, this is your first reaction. Shit all you want.
I'm just saying, like, even, what's his name? Adam Scott? Is that his name? Like, he's incredible in like Severance, but then I'm just like, does anybody actually want to be in this movie? I don't know. It was wild. It was wild. You have to watch it to believe it because everything about it is just kind of crap. I mean, what are they doing? Your turn. Because I feel like you're about to like defend this movie.
Is it my turn?
I thought it was terrible. That was my first reaction, but I had an absolute blast watching it.
Okay. Once in a lifetime, a piece of art. A piece of art.
Yes.
Presents itself.
Okay.
That is so unique and innovative because it brings all of these aspects together that shouldn't work.
Okay.
Right? It breaks all the rules, just like Van Gogh did, just like Mozart did.
Okay.
You know, all the conventional rules of when to use ADR or you should have good acting or plot lines that make sense. And it throws all that out I don't know. I just think it is an achievement that this film was signed off on, filmed, produced, edited, and at no point, there were many points where they could have jumped off and been like, because think about it, there have been projects that have been completed.
Yeah, Batgirl.
And abandoned.
Yeah.
Right? And they stayed the course and they released this thing. And I, obviously I'm being a little satirical. I'm being serious right now. I think that the studio knows exactly what they're doing. I don't know what their end game is,
mm-hmm.
but I think they know what they put out.
They have to.
There's no way that they couldn't, right?
They have to. It reminds me of like when they put out Justice League the first time, where it kind of came out later that they were like, oh, they did this for like a tax break.
Okay.
Or whatever.
It's possible.
Like, they didn't push the date because they would get a tax bonus or whatever. Like,
mm-hmm.
And the runtime was cut to this because of a certain incentive. Sony has to know.
Yeah.
They have to know what they're doing.
Right.
But the thing is that they're not making their money back anymore.
Sure.
Like, they think it's just like...
Well, hold on a second.
It's really bombed.
The budget for this movie was $80 million.
Yeah, which is cheap these days.
The box office was 98.8. That is $18.8 million.
Does the budget take into account marketing cost?
What marketing? Did you see any? All I saw was...
They had some deal with Pepsi.
All I saw... Okay, maybe they had some deal with Pepsi. How much could that cost? All I saw to market this film was dead eyes Dakota Johnson. Just like not giving a shit during like
press tours.
Yeah, that's all I saw. They probably gave her like,
well, it's
$25 in Waffle House, and that was her payment. And so
it's funny because,
like,
well,
this.
Yeah, hold on, let's do movie minute. Sorry, are
okay.
You done?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Because
I want to say one last thing.
Yeah,
this movie makes Morbius look like... What's your favorite movie? What's your favorite movie?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to think of one on the podcast. Let's just say Dark Knight, just to keep it simple.
The Dark Knight. This makes Morbius look like The Dark Knight.
It's the same writers.
That did The Dark Knight?
No, that did Morbius.
Oh.
There was some track record, sorry, but of like their movies,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
and it was like none of them were good. But then separately, they've written really good stuff. I don't actually know.
Hold on. They did Dracula Untold.
Which apparently was awful. I saw it. I thought it was like, whatever.
They did The Last Witch Hunter, Hunter. Did you notice how I said Hunter, but you're Hunter?
Oh, thank you.
It's like a soft T in your name. Yes. Would you agree? Do you call yourself Hunter? Or do you call yourself like Hunter?
If it's like me and you, I'm like, I say Hunter.
Okay.
But if someone's like, what is your name? I never met you. I say Hunter. Because.
Okay. Okay.
Because I've done it before and there's like Connor and I'm like, but I have a,
well, how would they get
but
Connor?
Because I mumble, but I have a stutter.
Okay.
And it's hard. Like ages are hard sometimes. So I've just been like, yeah, sure. Connor is fine.
You haven't done that in adulthood as a 30-year-old man.
No. I've been like, it's been like years. But
okay.
As a legal adult, I did. Yeah. When I was like past 18.
That doesn't count. I feel like...
No, you should be an adult when you're like 25.
In today's day and age where we're not like, I don't know, like slaughtering cattle.
I feel like you're not an adult until you're like 30.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like we used to grow up a lot quicker because our life expectancy was like 30. We would be dead.
We'd be old people.
We'd be old people right now, dying. Sometimes I feel like it.
Dead. All right, cool. Movie in a minute. Because there's a lot that we didn't talk about.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We don't have all the time. So, this is Madam Web, movie in a minute. Ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
In 3, 2, 1. Okay, so we're in Peru. We're in the jungle. This lady, her last name's Web. She's taking pictures of a spider. So this guy named Sims is with her. She finds it. He's like, just kidding, I'm a bad guy. Kills everybody for some reason. And then spider folks from the trees who conveniently look like Spider-Man, they take her, they have a spider bite her at the same time she's giving birth to a baby. And this guy's like, she'll come back here and I'll be here waiting. Fast forward to New York in 2003, we have Cassie Webb. She's a paramedic. She hates everything, man. She's not happy. She's mean to people. Anyway, she dies in a car and then has this premonition of like this web and she can control his powers and stuff. She sees the future, comes out of it. This dude, Sims, he's come back and he's looking for these three women who are going to kill him one day. So they just go on this sort of weird adventure and like they kind of all suck at it. And then she goes back to Peru, finds out that she's Madame Web, and then goes back and then to this giant firework factory. And then Spider-Man guy is killed by a Pepsi sign.
Advertising.
And then she's like, I'm Madame Web, y'all. I can see the future. It's going to be rad. I'm paralyzed for some reason.
Yep.
So I want to say, you mentioned something about like, you know, Dakota Johnson doing the press tour or whatever. Multiple of them, I think her and like Sydney Sweeney have said like they thought they were in the MCU. Like I think Dakota Johnson like fired her management because they convinced her that she was going to be in the MCU when she signed on to do this. But I also have this theory, and I've seen lots of videos about it, and I kind of understand, is that it seems like, in like with Morbius too, there's some weird stuff where it's like the first drafts of these movies are like really connected to like Tom Holland's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then they make it and they're like, oh shit, actually we can't do any of that. So let's cut it all out. Perfect. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And like even in Morbius, like in the trailers, you see like a Spider-Man, you see, I think it's like Tobey Maguire Spider-Man on the wall. And
yeah.
And then like Vulture shows up, right?
Yeah.
So in this one, it's like Uncle Ben is in there.
Well,
hold on. Yeah. Uncle Ben's in there. Peter's mom is in there. And it's like set in a way that like there's theories that it was going to be set in 1993, which would have made the timeline would have lined up to when he was born. He would have been the same age as like Andrew Garfield Spider-Man.
Okay.
And then they thought it was moved to 2003 because if you line it up, it would have been the same age as Tom Holland Spider-Man. But then it's like they do all this stuff and it's just all like changed after they make it. Am I boring you?
No, I have a lot of questions.
But it's just wild because it's like this, and I think, what's her name? Dakota Johnson even said, like, I don't know how many versions of this movie were actually made.
Okay.
It's just crazy. You know what I mean? It's like they get them in, they make the movie, and they're like, let's change it all. Or like, oh, we can't use X, Y. Sydney Sweeney says, it's like he was a spider person. And it's like, you can't say it legally, can you?
Right. Legally, I'm in agreement with you that they can't say Spider-Man. They can't say Peter because they never named the child. He's never referred to as Uncle Ben. He's just Ben. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't say May ever, right?
Like, so there's. I met someone and it's like.
Well, yeah. So, and Aunt May is like in the MCU until recent events, fairly recent events.
Oh my gosh.
Did you forget?
I never even thought about the fact that Ben Parker, Uncle Ben, actually never makes an appearance in the MCU.
Correct. Right. So,
wow.
Everything,
that's so true.
Everything that isn't MCU was allowed to be. Wow. Said in this film. And everything that was MCU, they avoided like the plague.
Or said it without saying it.
Spider person.
And tried to be clever.
Yeah. So, there you have it. I was going to say something. I don't think it's fair to assume that these... Like, I don't know if you were making this assumption or if you were driving at this point, but it's not like they came and like... acted their hearts out and then like it just got edited in a bad way. They're acting poorly. Like the direction on set was awful, or the second they realized what they were in for, they were like, shit. And so they just like went with, you know, we're going through the motions.
I don't get it.
But you see what I'm saying? It's not like they like, it's not similar to what apparently happened with Jared Leto's Joker, where he gave this like insane performance,
like,
and there were all these scenes that got cut and like blah 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 blah, right? This is like They weren't in it.
They were like, it's like, speaking of, so going back to DC, it's like, go watch the theatrical cut of Justice League.
Mm.
And when you can tell which shot, which scenes Ben Affleck had to reshoot.
Yep.
Because he's just like, it's like when it's like when Poe delivered the line about the Emperor Palpatine and Ryan Skywalker.
Where Palpatine's
returned.
Yeah.
That's the whole movie.
Yeah.
And what's crazy is that the dialogue, I don't understand. It's like they just,
a lot of it doesn't line up.
It's like they, well, yes, but it's like they just over explain. It's like, it's like the craziest, like.
Well, think about it. As they're, like, as they're paring it down and realizing we can't do that, we can't do that, we can't do that, we can't do that, we can't, shit, what can we do? We can say the same thing over and over again, go to a diner, and then Pepsi, fireworks.
But like, think of the beginning where the woman, I don't know her actual name in the movie, but it's Cassie's mom. What's her name? Something Webb, because that's convenient. Constance Webb, all right? Mm-hmm, in the Amazon looking for spiders before she dies, which that line is not in the movie, just so everyone knows.
Yeah.
But that's like, that's what I'm saying, is like, it's this crazy, like, no one talks like that kind of explanation. But she's taking pictures looking for this spider.
Yeah.
And when she finds it, Ezekiel Sims kills everybody, which I'll come back to that because what the hell? But then she says, like, you're making the wrong decision. Okay. And he's like, I need the spider. And she goes, you're making the wrong decision. And I'm like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
First off, who talks like that in that moment? And two, who says it again? I was like, that's not, that isn't what happens.
Right.
Also, sorry. Ezekiel Sims, he gets cursed because he takes the spider from Peru.
Is that what happened? I didn't even...
Yeah. He gets cursed because he takes the spider from Peru.
Okay.
Why did he take the spider? You found it with her.
Yeah.
Why don't you just go back to America with her and take it then? Or you know where it is. Well,
but if she would have taken it to America, wouldn't she have been cursed?
She would have been cursed.
But hold on. Let's back up. Was she planning on taking the spider out of Peru?
Or was she planning on
letting the spider bite her because she knew it had restorative properties somehow?
No, I think she was like trying to like farm those properties somehow from the spider.
Okay.
But yeah, if she takes the spider, then she's cursed. Okay, but what I'm saying is like, you help her find the spiders in the jar. He just kills everybody for no reason. And then the spider people.
And then what? The spider people, what? What are
they
doing?
They like show up.
Yeah.
Which if you notice later when they come back, it's the same shots.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's like recycled editing. The editing is crazy. The camera, it's just.
But we've watched good movies that had recycled shots. Like recently where things were. Like, you liked Rocky IV.
I did. I love Rocky IV. Yeah, I liked it.
Rocky IV repeats certain things a couple times. Like, in the training montage, he's doing the same sit-ups, like, three times. So.
I understand. I get it. But it's just
I'm
like.
Defending this movie. I have a question for you, Hunter Callahan.
Yeah.
Joseph.
Uh-huh.
At the beginning of the movie, I swear Constance was like out in the woods with Ezekiel and he was like, I came out here to protect you. But in
she's like, he's like her bodyguard or something.
Correct. Bodyguard. In the synopsis that I have in front of me. And I think in the comic books, he's like leading the research team, which is different than a bodyguard, right?
Yep.
So what?
He's very different in the comic books.
Why is the synopsis for the film, like the official synopsis for this film, say that he leads the research team? If he doesn't,
I have no idea,
because he's a bodyguard,
right? Doesn't. Yeah, like it doesn't. Also, like, what's the this? So Spider-Man's not special, basically.
What do you mean?
And why doesn't he shoot Webb?
Spider-Man's not in this movie. What are we talking about?
I'm saying, like, there's a whole tribe of people, apparently, who have spider powers.
what spider powers did they display? They had the like
super strength. They climbed on the trees.
Did you see any of them shoot a web?
No. But what I'm saying is, hold on a second. Back up.
Also, Spider-Man gets bit by like not the same spider.
Hold on.
Right?
I answer my own question. In the MCU, Spider-Man makes his web.
You mean like the web shooters versus the organic web?
Yeah, like Tobey Maguire has the organic web. Mm-hmm. What I'm saying is like, what? I don't know. It's just like...
I think the spider people are different than Spider-Man because it's a different spider, isn't it? Like, isn't the spider that...
The spider that bites Spider-Man is like radioactive, supposedly.
Right. So it's like an experimental, like they're like experimenting on spiders in a lab and it gets out and bites him. Right? Yeah. Would you say that's accurate? Mm-hmm. This is a naturally occurring superpower spider.
Did you realize how many times in the movie they said powers?
Well, it's a superhero film.
I understand that, but for some reason it'd be like, you have powers? Yeah. If you're saying, if it's like the first Shazam, that's fine, because it's like a kid being like, holy shit, you have powers.
Well, there's three kids.
I know, but if it's like, I don't, it just felt so lame to me. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
Because they're going to get their powers and they're going to kill me. I don't know. It just was like.
So that's a separate issue. All of Ezekiel's dialogue doesn't work because it's jarring. It doesn't line up. Like even his, I'm sure it was him, but the voice didn't line up with his aesthetic.
I don't even know if that was him. I don't know.
Maybe it wasn't.
I'm saying like, I don't know his, I've never seen him in anything else. So yeah. I don't actually know what his voice sounds like, but it would not surprise me in the slightest.
I think we need to separate his cringy dialogue from the other failures of the film because that's its own thing. That's like exhibit 1A. You know? Oh, where do we go?
I don't even know.
So she dies.
She dies. Oh, hold on. Also, she's the most she became a paramedic. Here's this synopsis or whatever it says. Johnson felt Cassie's wit, humor, and abrasiveness were balanced with her compassion, particularly though her forming a sort of feminism. It says, which stemmed from Cassie's being on an unending, insatiable quest to save people. After she was unable to save her mother, she was not alive when her mom died. She was literally a second old. She was, you know, so she couldn't have. She was 0 years old. She acts like she absolutely hates her job.
Well, okay.
The little kid's like, you saved my mom. And she's like, what the hell is this?
You can enjoy helping people, but not like interacting with them. I think just because you love to be praised, everyone's like, hey, man, I like your music. And you're like, oh, thank you.
That's what I do. I can't deny it.
That doesn't mean that there aren't people who want to help but don't want to deal with the fucking kids in the pictures.
Yeah, but to just be like, basically she's just like, ew, what is this? It's just like, take what?
She didn't have a mother or a father. Don't you think that you'd be a little fucked up?
How'd she get back to America?
The spider guy put on normal clothes and took her.
How do they know that her name is Constance Webb?
Because
how do they
know that she's Cassie Webb? Okay. I can explain these things. I really can.
Okay.
So the spider people were obviously like observing this woman who was obsessed with the spiders that were
fair.
In their little...
Okay.
So maybe they like broke into her camp while she was away researching with Ezekiel
and looked in her
journal. Also, so they could have found out her name. Let's get that out there and just say, yes, it's plausible that they could discover this woman's name. Also, they're like omniscient. They can like see everything. So like, just think about
that. Can they, or is that just her?
Well, I think... Well, I don't know. It's a good question, but he's connected to the web
too.
He
at least knows about it,
right?
At the bare minimum.
It's not outside the realm of possibility that there are like shaman type spiders that can do that, right? It's not just her. Cassie as an adult has the journal. So there's a relic of her mom. So she was going to know her mom's name. Like, yeah. I bet it had her mom's name in it.
Fair.
So, like, that's explainable.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, yeah, so she dies. She gets these powers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is funny because, like, that little vision, like the balloon with the blood on the hands, is like, whoa, this is interesting. That could have been interesting. There's interesting things, I guess. But then it's, you know, like, I don't know. There's never any stakes. It always feels like things are just sort of happening.
Yeah, this was a chicken movie. There's no
steak. There's no steaks, no beef. It's just poultry. But I'm serious. Like, it just feels like the neck, it's like, oh, then this happens, and then this happens, and then this happens. And it's like, why do I care?
Can I say something?
You can, of course.
Can I speak for once?
I guess.
It was extremely jarring to me the way that they were presenting her ability of, like, foresight. Because it was unclear when she was seeing something and when time was actually advancing.
Yeah,
does that make sense?
Like, it would just, like, jump back.
Because it would happen, sometimes it would happen, like, three times. Sometimes it would happen twice. Sometimes she'd go forward and then come back, and then things would be a little bit different. Sometimes they were exactly the same. You see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It was all, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I get that it's supposed to kind of discombobulate you because that's how she was feeling. But there are times, like, on the train, I was thinking about on the subway where it was like, I was kind of like,
we see the future, like, five times.
I was like, just get to it. Like,
yeah.
we understand what's
we
happening.
We get it.
Just get to it.
I think narratively, we got it with the bird. Which was or with her boss getting
hit.
Yeah, which, by the way, her boss got hit by a big truck. Don't get me wrong. It was a large vehicle going like 7.5 miles per hour. You know what I mean? Like, it was not moving that fast. It barely, like, boop. It's not like the ambulance, like, flipped over and, like,
yeah.
And then he's just, like,
up.
Bleeding from the chest and he dies.
Yes. That was the weirdest thing. He and it's not funny because, like,
can you imagine if I was like, and you were just like, you just died.
Well, I'm saying, like, it's not funny because I know it's not supposed to be funny, but yeah, he gets T-boned, and it's like, I also would like to go back and watch, did the truck hit the driver's door, or did it hit, like, the back of the ambulance?
It was the driver's door. Okay. I'll admit that.
But
there's nothing that could,
yeah.
Like, if the door's coming this way, why is there a wound, like, right here?
Unless his airbag was, like, a spear. What I'm saying is, like, he comes out with, like, a gunshot wound,
yeah.
Like, in the chest, and he's, like, she's, like, holding his chest, and this is blood. And what's funny is that she, her delivery, she's, like, what's his name?
Hold on. Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to figure it out. O'Neill.
Yeah.
She's giving him CPR, which that comes back to being very important later. She's, like, O'Neill, wake up. Wake up. Come on, O'Neill. Wake up, O'Neill. O'Neill,
yeah.
Wake up. No, O'Neill, wake up. And I was like, what the hell? But yeah, I see what you're saying. That's...
Let's talk about one of the bright spots of the movie.
Which is...
Just the fact that Emma Roberts was in it. I think she's... She did okay. She didn't act bad.
Did the best with what she had. But also, that scene was so dumb. It was like this...
Yeah.
It's this party where, like, if you watch it, the only two people who actually kind of interact are Cassie and her, besides the barbecue part where she walks in and, like, apparently, I didn't see this. I have to go back and watch it. Apparently, in that scene, the Pepsi can that she's holding is apparently CGI.
Who cares?
Which I would love for some reason. Like, that's,
yeah.
Of course it is. And she
maybe
just,
they were sponsored by Coke and then they had to switch it to Pepsi.
Pepsi
at the last
but
minute.
She just grinds this guy. She cares so much about it. He's pressing the beat. Like, she says it like 7 times.
Yeah.
But in the party, the only ones who, like, actually communicate with her are Mary Parker and Cassie. And there's like 20 people there and they're all just kind of like around. And then, of course, she's like, how about your mother? What was she like?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
It's like her brother is this woman's best friend.
What? Sorry, what?
Mary Parker's brother, Ben Parker, is best friends with Cassie.
Are they best friends or are they coworkers?
It seems like it's her only friend, frankly. And
okay.
So it's like,
because she hates people.
How would she not know? Like, hey, she doesn't have a mom.
You could not have a best friend, you know?
True. But I just, it's
if
just,
you hate people.
It's like the smallest things, like where Ben calls and he's just like, hey, Cassie, it's me.
Yeah.
Ben. And it's like, we know.
Yeah,
she
who else is going to be calling?
She knows it's you.
Yeah.
Ben. I don't know. Just
You know what, though?
The writing is just like...
You know what though, Hunter? This film has something that not a lot of films do.
Which is what?
The scene that you're talking about that you call, quote, useless and doesn't make sense allows this film to pass the Bechdel test. Because here you have two women that aren't discussing a man. They're just discussing, like, motherhood and...
I guess.
Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
And, you know, I'm serious when I say that not a lot of films pass that test.
That is true. Anyway, so, I guess we should talk about the three...
I've shut him up.
The three girls. So we have Julia Cornwall, Sydney Sweeney, Anya Corazon, Isabella Merced.
You ever...
Maddie Franklin.
I'm having a...
A thought?
A thought. It's not related to the film, but it is interesting to think about.
Let's think about it.
If there were two women in a movie discussing the Bechdel test, it would not pass the Bechdel test, would it?
Because they're discussing a test that is about discussing a man? Is that what the Bechdel test is?
Yeah, right. So the Bechdel test is like, is there a scene in the movie where two women are having a discussion with one another and they're not discussing like a man protagonist or like another, like a man? Essentially, right.
So if they're discussing a test about whether or not they're discussing a man.
Hold on.
Are they discussing the man? Are you typing it?
I'm typing Bechdel test. The Bechdel-Wallace test. Mm-hmm.
Are you correct?
Two female characters who have a conversation about something other than a man. Right. Yeah.
It's like Inception.
It kind of, yeah, because... In a roundabout way, they would be discussing the idea of...
A man?
A man.
Wow.
So anyways, the high schoolers.
Yeah, so I thought it was... It's fascinating because all the time, you know, they're very heavily featured in the trailer how they're all Spider Women and they all take on the moniker of Spider Woman. Although... Anya Corazon in the comic books, I believe she goes by, what's the name of the Spider People? Spider Girl, Aranya, Aranya, whatever they were called. She was known as that in the comic books. Anyway, they all become Spider Women.
Yeah,
you know, and their comics. And the comic books, like their looks are pretty accurate. You know, they're featured heavily in the trailers about, oh, look, they're going to be, you know, all this stuff. They're only in it. Everything you see in the trailer is what you see because they're only in it for a few seconds, really. And it's all flash forwards when Ezekiel gets killed. But they're not even really connected besides they just kind of all are in the same place. You know, like it's not like it's...
Her web connects them all, Hunter.
Oh, sorry.
What are you talking about?
That's true.
Get out of here with that bullshit.
But she, I don't even remember like how they even, they're on the train. That's what happens. They're on the train and she has a vision of them getting murdered. And so she like takes them and they're like, she kidnapped them. I loved how like it was, they were leaving and like six cops get killed by apparently this woman and three girls.
But well, just the woman, because the woman's also kidnapped the girls. The girls didn't also kill the cops.
Yeah, true. And then they like get into a cab like 5 minutes later, and it's not even like a police radio; it's like a news bulletin on the radio, and they're like, "Girls kidnapped," and maybe that happens. I don't know.
I doubt it.
Yeah, in New York City, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not sure, but. They run off to the woods, right? Because they have this incredible NSA technology. Sims does that is more advanced than most technology now today. Somehow, based on his description from his dream, created a perfect likeness of them in a Spider Woman costume, then removed the costume and de-aged them all 10 years.
I can see how that would sound interesting. But it's true. It happened. We saw it on the screen. It's happened right
insane.
In front of us. Yeah. Well, you know what else is insane?
What?
A man who's invincible unless you put a green rock up to his face. You know what else is insane?
Yeah, but that's so insane that it's...
The idea of a billionaire who would put on, like...
If you insult Batman, I swear to God, I'm
put on tights and, like, swing in the night, he'd be like, ugh, a puddle. It's a billionaire, man. Like,
Bruce Wayne is defeated by a puddle.
Not defeated, he just...
Yeah, but
I would say apathetic.
But those characters, you find the motivation behind them and it can make them relatable. This is just
okay
things happening that don't make sense.
So let's try to find the motivation.
You loved this movie, didn't
let's
you?
Let's try to find... What's the motivation here? Make an honest attempt.
With who? With Sims?
No, because Sims is the bad guy. Bad guys never have good motivation. It's always flawed in some way.
Cassie?
That's why they're bad.
You mean to say Cassie?
Cassie.
At first, I didn't know because she acted like she hated everything and everybody. Why did you become a paramedic? She hates her job. She hates people. She hates...
I don't think she hates her job.
Maybe not.
I think she likes her job. Okay. She's eager to get in there and do the CPR. She stepped into a car that was, like, obviously about to fall over the edge of a bridge. And she did it anyways.
Fair. Okay, she liked her job. This says that she's driven by a quest to save people because she couldn't save her mother. Until the end, she hated her mother.
Well, she has some strong feelings towards her mother. Think about the scene where she says, you know, she's looking at the journal and she's reminiscing about, or not reminiscing, but just like learning about her mom's past. And she says, I hope the spiders were worth it, Mom. That scene shows us.
It's verbatim.
It was forbid. It was the same cadence, too.
I know, yeah. That's exactly how it sounds.
That scene shows us the conflict within Cassie.
Does it really?
Because here she is thinking that her mom simply abandoned her, right?
Or was just reckless enough to go to the Amazon.
Or reckless, yeah.
A million
while
months
she was,
pregnant.
While
yeah.
she, a million months is an exaggeration. You would have had the baby a long time ago. You wouldn't be a million months pregnant, Hunter. See, this is what I deal with on a daily basis. Every time he texts me, he says something stupid. Every time.
You got receipts for that?
Let's see. Pull something up. Talk.
Actually, I think my last text was kind of stupid. I'm curious to see which one you... What are you going to say?
Let's see here.
I didn't say anything stupid. See, that's what I'm saying. You can't find one.
Well, you text me a lot.
You
so.
Can't find one. You're the only person I talk to.
Here we are. Yesterday, I'm throwing up, and Hunter texts me. This is so fucking stupid. Do you want to plan on like 8:30 tonight? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Think. Think before you speak. What are you doing?
What's happening here?
Let me find another one.
Anyway.
I was talking about reptiles' acid spit. And you asked, your first thought was, is it hot? I don't think it's temperature hot.
Yeah, but you should figure
it'll burn.
That's how much you were talking about.
An acid burn is not... What... Sorry, let's return.
Yeah. Anyway.
Also, like twice a week, you'll text me about, I just put Hollis down. But every time I come over here, he's still alive. I don't understand. Every time I'm like, oh, damn, that sucks. I gotta go over there and be there for him, you know? It's hard to do that. It's hard to do that. And then I come over here and he's got the baby monitor. I'm like, fucker, still breathing.
I'll make sure I use my language differently.
Okay.
So you're not, I'd be like, Hollis is in bed, alive, about to go to sleep.
I am, you could just say it's bedtime for Hollis, or I'm putting Hollis down for a nap, or putting Hollis down for sleep. Not I'm putting him down. So we do see her motivation, because when she becomes one with the water of life when she returns to Peru.
Yeah, which is crazy. Crazy. She's like, hold on. Wait a second. I'm trying to think of the actual timeline of this movie. So they go to the woods, right?
Mm-hmm.
They escape to the woods because they know that somehow some woman's watching them with NSA technology.
They go to the diner and start dancing on the table.
No, no, that was after this.
Okay, okay.
Which is what's crazy, I think, right? Yes, has to be.
After what?
No, 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 no. Okay, you're right. So she goes to...
They go to the woods.
Go to the woods.
She goes...
She's like, give me 3 hours.
Yeah, because she's got to go get food, I think.
No, she goes and gets food, but she also goes back to her place and like looks at the books and tries to climb on the wall and falls.
She's trying to figure out where she knows that guy
from.
And
she's like, oh, here he is. He was in the Amazon with my mom before she died doing spiders or whatever. And just leaves them. And then they go to this diner.
Mm-hmm. Dance on the table.
Which is this... I don't understand how you... The acting is just so... There's no chemistry. There's no... It all feels like... It feels like they were dancing to nothing. It's just the weirdest scene.
They were dancing to Britney Spears' Toxic.
Yeah, but I think on set, I think they're dancing to nothing. It's just nothing...
Okay, all right.
Nothing about this scene feels like it would actually happen, is the thing.
Okay.
Anyway, then Spider Guy shows up. She gets back there in like the, you know, in the nick of time. And hits him with a car, a taxi. Right? And then he's like, he grabs her and she's like, oh my God, why are you, how are you poisoning me? And it's like, we know he's being poisoned. We already saw him do it to the lady. And then they escape. They escape and go to the motel, right?
Go to Ben's house.
I thought it was the motel first, because then she's like, by the way, you guys should know CPR because of reasons. And they do CPR.
I thought she taught them CPR at Ben's house.
I don't,
on
I thought
a
it
pillow.
Was a, I thought it was a motel.
Whatever. Doesn't either matter. Way.
But then she's like,
she ends up, they end up at Ben's house.
But then, no, but yeah, then she's like, by the way, I have to go to South America.
Yeah.
How, I want to know, because it seems like she was gone for 45 minutes. It seems like that night, Mary's water breaks. You know
okay.
I'm saying? It's just like, what is
well,
there's, what is the time
no.
frame? Because
she,
like,
obviously she couldn't have gone to South.
I know that. What did I say when we were watching? I said, I hope to God it shows her pull up to the Peruvian jungle in that taxi.
She did not.
I would have loved that. It would have fit. It would have worked for this movie.
And we were doubting this film. We were like, she's going to be on a commercial flight. How could she fly if she's wanted for kidnapping?
Yeah.
She was on a small flight.
She took off.
Bush plane.
How could she get anywhere? She took off the tags on her taxi. That solves all the problems, right?
Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm.
that makes you less noticeable.
Even though there's a number on the top. Like, there's an identifier.
And also, it's
on
illegal.
The top of the
it's
taxi.
It's illegal to drive with no tag, so.
Well, but.
Anyway, yeah, so she does get, how does she find the exact spot that her mom was? She has a photograph. She goes to the Peruvian rainforest.
Okay, hold on a second.
With a photograph.
Hold on a second.
And just happens to stumble into the exact location.
She didn't stumble, she used intuition and wit and something that was a part of her.
The web.
The web, it was a part of her, literally. She can see into the past, she can see into the future. Let me tell you something.
Please.
You may not want to admit this, but the more you think about it, the more this film has in common with Dune. Think about it.
I want to just point something out here. Hold on a second. Last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was, I mentioned something I had read about Dune. And some multiversal theory, and you got pissed.
I'm not saying this is a multiverse.
And you are saying that you are comparing Madame Web to Dune?
I'm not comparing. I am noting the similarities.
Okay, tell me.
Here you have a woman who quite literally drinks the water of life, a blue liquid that lets you see into the past and into the future and like see all these different scenarios. With a baby in her, and it gets passed to the baby because She also takes it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So Cassie is Aalya Atreides?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, I'm tracking.
Where do I go from there? Hold on.
That's it.
Shit. You have a holy war.
Of course. Of course.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, she finds the spot with the photograph, and the guy's just there waiting in like normal clothes. He's like, I knew him. You'd be back. And it's like, yep. What is happening? And then he Doctor Stranges her into the web. I don't know, man. Then she flies back, and they have a fight at a firework factory in Pepsi Cola. Pepsi kills Ezekiel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm exhausted.
How are you exhausted? This is an origin film for one of the greatest ancillary characters in the Spider-Man universe. Think about this movie, and then think about X-Men First Class, and tell me the difference. Tell me the difference.
One's good?
Well, okay, so there's all this bullshit that happens that doesn't make any, like, who cares? And then at the end, he says, I can't feel my legs. I can't feel my... And then he becomes Professor X. Yeah, in this film...
How did she get paralyzed?
A bunch of bullshit happened. A beam fell on her.
A beam?
A beam.
I didn't see a beam. I saw her get hit by an S and a firework.
She got hit. The whole thing was coming down, and the thing is held together by beams, and one of the beams hit her. This is the shit I'm talking about. Because she gets hit in the face with the S.
With a firework or
something.
But
then the beam hits her legs, and so she's paralyzed and blind.
I did not see a beam hit her, but okay.
A beam hit her.
Let's see what this says. Hold on a second.
Okay. All right.
Let's see here. A firework
strikes Cassie in the face.
Cassie wakes up to discover she is now blind and paraplegic due to her injuries. What?
You don't understand.
I'm gonna give that. Why is Cassie paralyzed in Madam Web? She's hit with a blast. It just says that. In the comic books, she has myasthenia gravis, which is the disorder that she has in the movie and she's cured of. Mm-hmm, but in the comic books, that's why she can't move. Anyway, she can be in three places at once with her ghost and save people. And she like sees her mom and talks to her and gives her a hug, and they're like chilling in the past or something.
Ezekiel is the Baron Harkonnen.
Okay.
And Cassie goes on a journey of self-discovery.
So she's Paul?
She's Paul and...
Jessica?
No.
And Luke Leto? Leto? Who is she?
She's Paul and the sister.
Aalya.
Yeah. And so she goes on this journey of self-discovery. She goes back to the land of the spider people and learns their ways, and then comes back to avenge the death of her parent at the hands of Baron Harkonnen. What's then, the life
and then it's
lifespan
like,
of a spider? Because that man had that spider in that cage for the longest time. Lifespan.
Spiders live less than a year, while others may live up to 20 years.
Well, okay, so it's feasible. But she's like 26.
She's 30.
Okay. That's like 26. If you rounded 26 up, what would you get?
27. The longest living spider, the remarkably longest spider, was a female Gaius Villois, or an armored trapdoor spider, who was 43 years old. Wow, that's a big old spider.
I don't like looking at those.
Gosh, I hate spiders so much. Oh, gross.
Why are you looking at them? What are you doing?
Spiders are gross.
I want to take this, while Hunter's fucking around, dilly-dallying, I want to take this opportunity to reiterate.
We gotta wrap it up.
So I think we've both come to the...
You have to ask me.
Realization that this is a phenomenal film.
You have to ask me the question.
Okay. Hunter?
Yes.
But is... I almost said Doom Part 2.
They're one and the same. They're synonymous.
But is Madame Web good?
This is a film that you must see. You have to go see this film because it is so incredibly bad. It's not good. It's terrible. It's so bad. It's a miracle, like I said. But you have to see it. You have to see it to believe it.
Do you know that the majority of non-critics approve of this film on Rotten Tomatoes?
That's hilarious. What's the score?
57%.
Still failing.
The majority approves of the film.
What do you think? Zach, but is Madame Web good? You seem to be such a staunch defender of this movie. Passionate, even.
I truly believe that sometimes a film comes out that, upon first watch, is awful because the people didn't get it. But in time, they will come to get it.
Sound like Zack Snyder?
No.
Talking about Batman v Superman.
There are many films in history that, upon release, were not viewed favorably.
This is true.
Barry Lyndon.
Do you believe that this is going to be...
the next Barry Lyndon?
I don't know who that is.
Oh, no, Hunter.
What is Barry Lyndon?
It's a Stanley Kubrick film.
Oh, really?
Here's what I think about your opinion.
We have that on video and audio. So I want to make sure that I get this for... record, you are saying that Madame Web is a good movie.
I think that time will tell. I think that it's too early to tell. You got to wait 30 years to be able to make that.
I don't understand.
Determination.
Why would you say it?
Say what?
That's a bad movie.
I don't know if that's necessarily the truth.
What?
Listen, what was my rating of Morbius? I said it was good, didn't I?
I don't remember. Is this going to be a golden good for you? We'll have to just revisit that later.
Well, okay. So the only films that I can think of that I liked more than this, that we've seen this year, are Past Lives and Poor Things.
So, Dude? You didn't like Dude more than this?
Okay. All right. Clean break. It's a bad film.
Okay, there you go. It's a terrible film. All right, every movie sucks. Let's do it. Every movie sucks. Every movie sucks.
Here's one.
Yep.
This makes Morbius look like The Godfather.
I love the part where she fucking left to go to South America in the middle of the movie, sponsored by Pepsi, by guys, by the way.
I was at the dentist today for an hour and a half with Imagine Dragons playing in the background the whole time. And I can't believe that that wasn't the most painful experience I had today.
Let's see here. Never wanted to die more than while I was watching this movie.
Every line reading feels like it's on a Zoom delay.
Here's one, half star. This will be my last one. first you think it can't possibly be as bad as they say, then you realize it is far, far worse than they say.
Finally, something better than Maestro.
Okay, there you have it. It's Madam Web, everybody. Madam Web, Madam Web, Madam Web does whatever a Madam Web does.
No, she doesn't. It's not. She's a different thing.
I couldn't use that song, actually, legally, if I was in the movie. Damn. News, shindigs. Time for shindigs. Time for shindigs. Yes, it is. Time for shindigs.
Movie news.
All right. Excuse me. I have a lot because it's already Tuesday. Here we go. Ready? I'm bummed about this. The Batman 2 has been delayed by a year to October of 2026. With Maggie Gyllenhaal's directed and Christian Bale starring movie The Bride being moved up to its previous date of October 2025. Barry Levinson's gangster film Alto Nights has been moved from November 2024 to March of 25. Paul Thomas Anderson's new film starring Leo DiCap has been set for a late 2025 release. Neve Campbell has reversed her course and is actually coming back for Scream 7. She left last year for salary stuff, but she's back. Marvel's learning all the wrong lessons from Eternals. Eternals 2 is no longer in development. They are only going to be focusing on guaranteed hits. Apparently, they've also scrapped the Marvel's Captain Marvel 3 and Ant-Man 4. So they don't know what it means to actually take a risk. So good for them.
Good for them.
Emma Stone and Yorgos Lanthimos are teaming up again for a film called The Kind of Kindness, coming out in this June, actually.
The trailer of which is releasing the day this episode comes out.
Oh, sick. So that has Emma Stone, Jesse Plemons, Willem Dafoe, Margaret Qualley, Hong Chau, Joe Alwyn, Mamadou Athi, and Hunter Schafer. Great cast. Patty Jenkins has said that her Star Wars film called Rogue Squadron is still happening. Scarlett Johansson is apparently in talks to join the new Jurassic City because those are still being made. Teen Titans live action is coming to the DC Universe. Ryan Coogler's next film, starring Michael B. Jordan, and produced by Ludvig Göransson, is set to release in March of 2025. Bill Skarsgård stars in a film called Boy Kills World. Zack Snyder and David Ayer both shared new looks of Jared Leto's Joker, your favorite character. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire has debuted at like 45%.
Apparently. You said ghost butter, and now I'm wondering what that would taste like in like a brownie or a cookie.
We got a lot of first looks. Here we go. First look at Beetlejuice, aka Beetlejuice 2. First look at Alien Romulus, which is like an interquel. It's like in between some of the movies. It's not a prequel anymore. First look at Timothée Chalamet's Bob Dylan, and it just looks like Timothée Chalamet in New York with a cigarette. Good for him.
Good for him.
We got apparently Joker 2 is going to be a jukebox musical with a cover of around 15 well-known songs.
Let's guess some of the songs.
Crazy by Gnarls Barkley.
Okay. I was thinking like Crazy on You.
Okay, yeah.
You know, or like Steve Miller Band, Joker. You know,
like
I'm
that.
A Joker. Creep.
Yeah, that's a good one. Can I keep going? Timothée Chalamet has signed a first look deal with Warner Brothers. A new trailer for Bad Boys 3, Will Smith's back. And then Henry Cavill is apparently rumored to be playing Wolverine in the MCU.
Who?
Henry Cavill, Superman.
He's playing Wolverine.
Rumored to be playing Wolverine. He's going to be like another version of Wolverine after Hugh Jackman. Who cares? And then apparently the dude, what's his name? Jeremy Allen White. I'm telling you, you're going to love this. Timothy Chalamet's dream is going to come true. Apparently, Jeremy Allen White is in talks to play Bruce Springsteen in another music biopic.
Yeah.
So what we've had: Bob Dylan, Elton John, Elvis, Queen, Bruce Springsteen. It's a cinematic universe. There you go. It's news of the week. There you go.
Oh, I got something to add.
Oh shit! Okay.
This is recent news.
All right,
buddy. Did you know that the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie will be a reboot? Are you ready?
Okay, tell me.
That's all I know. Jeremy Bruckheimer, who's like a legendary producer.
Jeremy, I thought it was Jerry Bruckheimer.
Jerry Bruckheimer. Jerry.
Yeah, Jerry. He did the original ones.
Yeah, yeah. Jerry Bruckheimer says the next Pirates of the Caribbean movie will be a reboot.
Okay.
And they're making a Top Gun 3.
I know they're making Top Gun 3.
Which, for some reason, you hate Tom Cruise.
Is it
because
he's
a Scientologist?
No, I don't hate Tom Cruise.
Every time
they're
I bring him up,
they're just gonna ruin it. They're just gonna ruin the. They're gonna ruin the series.
The second one was good.
It was good. Just leave it while you're on top, and don't need to keep story to keep going. And it ended.
What it if ended. They can keep? Well, they're always on top. It's Top Gun. It's not Bottom Gun.
Six years.
See, for Hunter. This is what y'all need to understand. For Hunter, there can only be one gun, and he's chosen James Gunn.
I knew you were going to say something.
Because he's a DC...
Because James Gunn likes Drillith.
It's because he can go get his donuts.
Hero, man. It's pretty good.
I know. I lived... Right next to one.
Yeah, he was pretty good.
Right next to one.
But I think Heirloom is better. Heirloom? My favorite donut, actually.
Heirloom's pretty good.
They're dense, but in like a good way.
I like a good... A lot of the high-quality donut places in the Atlanta area make a yeast donut. I like a cake donut. Yeah. I am a cake donut slut.
I do love cake. And I think... Heirlooms is closer to a cake donut.
It's closer, yeah.
I'm telling you, I don't know if she listens, but Christine, you remember Christine? Wiznint, I think is her last name now, but we went to high school with her. I saw her in Charlotte last year, and it was me and her.
And you had a good donut.
Me and her wife, Cassie, we were having dinner, and I was like, yo, I get donuts whenever I travel. I want some donuts. Hit me up. And they were like, can I go to Duck Donuts? Duck Donuts. And I was like, all right, shit, I'll do it. Had time the next day after the show. I went there and I was like, what's this all about? They're like, it's cake donuts, but they're made fresh to order. And I was like, shit, okay, I'll get four.
Was it hot?
Hot. Hot cake donuts.
How long does it take to make a cake donut?
They're constantly, it's like Krispy Kreme, they're constantly making them.
So it's not cooked to order?
The one that I got, they were hot. The ones that I got were hot.
That's different than cooked to
order. Whatever. But they're
cooked to order means they don't drop it until you order it.
Hold on a second. They didn't dress them until I ordered them, at least.
That's dress
order. I don't remember if they... I don't care. They were hot. They were fresh. And I got a vanilla with sprinkles, my favorite. I got a peanut butter chocolate something. I got an Oreo and I got a maple. And I ate all of them.
You ate all of them?
All of them. I felt so bad, but they were the best donuts I've ever had. I'm not kidding. That was the best donuts of my entire life.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway... You got your Braves minute?
Braves minute. Okay. So Spencer Strider pitched lights out all spring.
Yep.
All spring.
Mm-hmm.
His
favorite.
His whip is super low. His ERA was like non-existent. He would have had a zero ERA if they didn't keep him in for one last inning.
Snit.
Snit. What a snitwit, you know?
Unbelievable. Third time through, can't do it.
You can't do the third time
through. Somebody understands. I'm just kidding. I actually think that's a really stupid rule.
But what's really interesting is that if you look at the advanced metrics of like, you know, there's like FIP.
Yeah.
Which is like...
I don't know.
That's like your pitching graded based on like if your fielders actually gave a shit.
Oh, okay.
You know, FIP, I think it's like fielders in position. Or I don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Fielder something pitching. I don't know. Yeah. Anyways, his advanced metrics are like right behind Spencer Strider. Chris Sale. Think about that.
Heck yeah, good for
Chew on that with your mouth.
We also just got a new pitcher. He's returned.
Uncle Jesse.
Uncle Jesse's back, baby.
For the ninth time?
Yeah, something like that. It's crazy.
It's been a lot.
Got Duvall. And guess what tomorrow is, because you'll be listening to this on Wednesday.
Guess what Thursday is, just to clarify, just to make it clear for everybody.
I hate you.
Opening day, even though the season's technically already started.
Yeah, You have some issues about that, don't you?
If you're going to do that, that's fine. That's fine. That was opening day.
Yeah.
Because that's the day that the season opened.
Season technically started, you're right. Yeah.
Like, now it's going to be opening day, and it's going to be like, oh, we all play in our first game, but the Dodgers and Padres blew their load a week ago. You know? Like, it's just...
not the same.
It's not the same.
Oh, Zach, that's very brave of you.
Sports falling apart. You got the face of the league gambling.
Being investigated for gambling.
Being investigated for gambling? Don't sue me, Shohei. Don't sue me, Shohei.
That's very brave of you.
It's bravest.
Maybe not this week. You've done some pretty brave things.
I've done some pretty brave things this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have the whiskey with this, but whiskey shots. I saw a picture of me and whiskey the other day. It was really sweet. It was back when, like 10 years ago. Her and Jack and their babies. Miss her.
Miss you, whiskey.
Tell somebody that you hate that you love them.
Go.
If you want to sponsor us with some whiskey, please tell us. Let us know. Hey, where can they find us?
What street are we on?
On the internet.
Sawleaf. Oh!
I'll cut this out.
Oh! You can find us on Twitter at...
What is Twitter?
If you go to twitter.com,
you're right.
You can find us on... I'm not calling it X. So get that out of your mouth. Get some soap and suck on it. And wash out that mouth. Dirty mouth. You can find us on Twitter. At BIIG podcast.
Yeah, good job. Good job. I'm so proud of you.
You can find us on Instagram at But Is It Good podcast.
Yep. Yep.
You can find us on Facebook.
No. TikTok.
TikTok at and YouTube at But Is It Good podcast. And you can find us on...
That's it? Email.
Email. You can email us at BIIG podcast. You can email us at But Is It Good podcast. Or you can email us at Hunter's a Butthole Face. No, what's the last email?
But Is It Good? But I actually don't know if I have that one. I couldn't log in. I tried the other day and I was like, I don't know if I actually got
that. Wasn't
this.
The OG, was it?
No. The OG was BIIG podcast. BIIG podcast and But Is It Good podcast. I have logged in on my computer. Mm-hmm. I can't remember if I got the third one. I thought I did. Doesn't matter. We have those two. And then you can find me, Hunter Callahan Music, everywhere. You can find Zach on Instagram at Zach with an H to the number THA future.31.
How do you make an H with your hands?
Next week we're doing Godzilla versus Kong, or Godzilla X Kong, because we did the MonsterVerse, so we got to do it. So
I'm excited for that.
We'll announce the April schedule tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Heck yeah,
Friday. Sick. Go Braves.
Go Braves.
But Is It Good podcast? Yeah.